Good morning, everyone, and I welcome you here in Christ's name. And I too want to invite the visitors here. Glad you're here, and welcome you here. Hope that you can worship God here today. This weather, we ate supper outside last evening on the back porch, and I told my family, I said, "What makes you feel like go camping?" And my children said, "Well, let's go." And I said, "Well, we go right now." You know, that sounded pretty good to me. If I could be missing here today. But anyway, really been enjoying the nice weather. This morning, I want to talk about something that we all think about a lot. I think we probably think about it a lot more than what we realize. And I'll start it off by reading a poem. The door stands closed, imposing strong. It signals me you don't belong. So go your way, don't enter here. Stout lock, no key. Make this quite clear. If I were authorized with key, of course I'd surely want to see. What lies beyond, I think I would. Should like to peek if e'er I could. Into the lock I'd slide the key, this grim, cold lock that hinders me. On creaking hinge I'd swing the door, to see the things not seen before, but thinking more of consequence that surely would follow entry hence. I think I would return the key to one who knows what's best for me. And so what I'm thinking about this morning and what I want to talk about is the future, and the future as in what we see it on earth. I'm not going to go beyond this earth. Our future, I know, is in an eternal place, one of two places. And I'm not talking about that future. I'm talking about the future we see today. Did you ever think ahead? Just let yourself think ahead 5, 10, 20 years and wonder what's up there? What's ahead? A lot of times we think just a week ahead. We're worried about what work's going to do a month ahead. That's where we probably focus most in our futures, on a shorter scale. This morning in our bedroom, I seen a picture on our bookcase, and it was a picture that was took 20 years ago. And there was this young man and this beautiful young lady on this picture. And it said, "This is where our story begins." And so now, 20 years of future has went by that we did not know would be there. And when we think of our future, a lot of times we can make our future whatever we want. And a lot of times we make it what it actually isn't going to be. Future is the period of time that will come after the present, or the things that will happen then. In a linear view of time, the future is the portion of the timeline that is anticipated to occur after the present moment. And the future is influenced by actions taken today. And I would say that that's only to a certain point. Sometimes, yeah, it would feel like things happen that we are not in control of. But what we do today will influence what happens in the future. Individuals and societies make plans, set goals, in an effort to create the future that they desire. Making plans for a vacation or retirement is an example of planning for the future. And I think it's good that we plan for the future. To a point, I think it can be overdone. When we was just there in Ohio last week, around a week ago, we had a meeting with all of my wife's brothers and the brother-in-laws to talk about the future of my in-laws. They're 80 years old. They can't really take care of the farm like they could. So we talked about their future and how to handle that. And we need to do that. And so we stand here in the present and we look back and we see 2020. We see what was right and what was perceived wrong. The bad, the hard things don't usually seem as hard, as bad when we look back as what they did when we was there. And a lot of times, you know, we refer to the good old days because we look back and we see something there that we didn't see when we was there. A couple years ago, the present that I was in and the future that I didn't see 10 years ago, there was things that came into our life that was way better than what we ever thought would be. And we enjoyed that. And then a year and several months ago, that switched up, it seemed like. And last winter, I thought, well, I'm going to sell some equipment and maybe take the business a different direction, diversify a little bit. Looking back, the 2020 that I see is I wish I would have never done that. I wish I would have not sold anything and just kept right on doing what I was doing. And so then there's rain and breakdowns and things we didn't see ahead, things we didn't anticipate because we couldn't see it. Markets change. And so what we look back and see, we see where it should have been or where it could have been better. And we don't know what's ahead. The future, the unknown, what's going to happen? How bad is it going to get? And so we spend a lot of time thinking about the future and wondering. And, you know, that's where I have found myself some this last spring, wondering what's going to happen. Because it seemed like as soon as about the time things felt like they was getting a little bit maybe headed the right direction, something else would happen. And you might say the train fell farther off the tracks. And it feels like your train's on a dirt road and it ain't doing much. And you wonder, what is the future? And we spend a lot of time thinking about what is the future. And you don't like to think about what the future could be. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And also in Psalms 23, verse 4. Psalms 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And this is talking about when we die and we go through the valley of death. And I understand that. But I don't think it's taking it wrong to say that God is going to be there in that valley and he's going to be there in whatever valley is ahead of us that is less than that valley of death. God is going to be there in our future. Looking in the Bible and thinking of the many people in the Bible, I had to think of Abraham when he was called to take Isaac. And, you know, when Abraham decided to serve God way before this, he did not know what his future was. He couldn't see the future. And then he came upon a time in his future that was present to him that he had to go through. That was very, very trying. Paul and Silas, I'm sure they knew the possibility of getting in trouble for what they was doing. And yet, they didn't know the future that was coming to them. Think of Daniel and David, some more men that had a lot come into their life that if they could have seen it ahead, they would have, I don't know what it would have done to them. And I'm sure they wondered what was in their future. And we can see and know how they was, how God was in their future. So how do we face the future? When we think of, say business, so we can make business decisions to correct a problem. But if your health goes down, you can't make a business decision to change your health. You can try to do what's healthy for you. You can try to do what you can, but you're not going to make a financial wise decision that's going to change your health and what you might face. Acts 17, verse 27 says, They seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. So God is close to us. He's close to us today, and we know he'll be close to us in the future. Isaiah 43, verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Joshua and Caleb was another, they understood this example of not knowing the future. They went to spy out Canaan, and they could have said, the future looks bad, the future looks bleak. But they knew that if God was with them, the future was bright. The possibility was there that looked impossible. And I also had to think, when we look back, when you look back at pictures and you look back at times that you went through, and say there was times of enjoyment at the time, when you look back, they mean more later than they did at the time. And so if we can just focus on what we are, where we're at today, and make the most of it and enjoy it. A lot of times, the past actually looks better than it felt at the present. So instead of looking ahead and wondering and worrying what's up there, let's focus and enjoy the present. And follow what Psalms 118, verse 24 says. It says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So to enjoy the present and to focus on what you have today, instead of jumping from looking behind you to looking in the future, we need to focus on where we're at and what we have to enjoy, and enjoy it. Proverbs 27, verse 1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And in Matthew 6, verse 34, it says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And in closing, I have two other poems I want to read, and I don't want to over-poem you. I don't feel like I can read poems very good, but I really like the message in these. And I just wanted to read them here at the close. The first one I have is called The Path Ahead. And if I have the story right, the man that wrote this was diagnosed with a sickness that was a long-term sickness. And he didn't know what the future was going to be for him. He knew it was going to be difficult, but he did not know the future. And so if I have the story right, this is a poem that he wrote. The Path Ahead. My heart is heavy. A shadow of dread looms over my pathway, beclouding my head. The challenge I face is bigger than I. I don't have the answers, don't understand why. God allowed this to happen to bring such a test that I can't find solutions, I cannot find rest. I look in the past and I know it is true that I've made some mistakes, as most people do. Have I brought this on us by something I've done? Have I been defeated where I should have won? Then I turn my vision and look up ahead. But when I look there, faithless worry is fed. Our eyes are not suited the future to see, unless our perspective is from bended knee. Even then we must view it through faith's special lens, in order to know they'll be good when this ends. So if we can't see up ahead or behind, Are we not sightless and hopelessly blind? But no, God gave us some landscape to see, those things all around and on both sides of me. And though what is past can never be changed, and though from the future as yet I'm estranged, the task for me now is to be occupied with the here and the now, in front on each side, to do all the things that I know I must do, and leave all the rest in the hands of to do all the things that I know must be done, and leave all the rest in the hands of the one who will show us the way, who will give us our hope, who will heal all our sickness or help us to cope. And the last one I have is called If I Could See. If I could see ahead of me down all the future years, could tell the measure of each one, their weight of joys and tears, I could not bear it, Father God, 'twould fill me with despair. The sight would break my human mind with such a load of care. If I could see ahead of me for only one short year, what joys would cause my heart to leap, what trials would bring me fear. I could not do it, Father God, my strength is much too small. Even one year would be too long to know what would befall. If I could see ahead of me for this one single day, from early morning to the noon and on to sunset's ray, my God, I am so very weak that this one glimpse so small, compared to what thine eye doth view, would prove to me downfall. If I could see ahead of me, two pitfalls would be near. I'd find no happiness today because of future fear, or else I would too careless grow about my walk this day because of distant time I'd see when I could change my way. Thy plan was wise, dear Father God, to veil it from our sight and keep the future safely hid in shades of deepest night. We do not want to see ahead. Our days, our months, our years are safely in thy keeping held, and this will calm our fears.